Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. I'm checking out my music here. Today is be all about the love. All about the love, that's for sure. I'll tell you why. Because August may be the month for vacations, but it's also Romance Awareness Month. Perfect timing for Songs for Lovers, the latest album from doo-wop legend Larry Chance and the Earls and Steve Michael. Oh, man. You might remember him best known for his work with the Velvetones. And if you love the 60s, you're going to love today's show. These two Bronx-based singers have collaborated in the past, but this project brings even more positive messages to the mix. Can't wait to hear them. I see people are tuning in. If you want, go to Blog Talk Radio and go to the chat room, sign in to Blog Talk Radio, and you can be part of the chat room, which is filling up right now. That's very good. Okay, we're going to get to going in a second here. Oh, I know what I got to do. Hang on, guys. I'm working my switchboard. Yep, there we go. Okay. There we go. That was Sosie the Elemental Wizard playing. You can find him also known as Andrew Singer. Okay, I love this whole idea of a lover's music here. Music for lovers. You know, it's a great gift to give anytime, I guess. You know, somebody's in trouble. Honey, I got you this because I love you. All right. You know what? I'm going to start off and I'm going to see, get their songs going. And let's just start with a little of the music, shall we? Okay.
I'm blessed the day.
Well, that was so nice. What a nice duo that was. I remember Romance is Calorie Free. Songs for Lovers. All right, I see they're on the switchboard right now. So I'm going to open their mics if they're listening. Larry Chance, I'm opening your mic. Hold on. Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, okay. That was very nice. And I'm going to open Steve Michael's mic right now.
You are.
And Steve, can you hear me? There we
I'm
go.
Here.
Can you hear me? Great,
here,
terrific
Nancy.
Duo, guys. That is so great. And, you know, there's such a resurgence still of 60s music. And the words meant something back then, I think. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Definitely. The
Absolutely.
Words mean a lot. It definitely means a lot.
Yeah,
it's from the heart.
Like
definitely from the heart.
Yeah. Poetic. And you have we have it on Broadway. We have it everywhere. People are just leaning back on that music. And let's go back a little bit. You're both from where? Now, Larry, you're from Philadelphia?
Well, I'm from Philadelphia, and I moved to the Bronx when I was 15.
You're 15? Okay.
Yes. At the age of 15, and I formed B-Rolls at Evander Childs High School in the Bronx.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, and you were 15 when you formed your first band?
Well, actually, I was younger, but in New York, my first band, the Earls, were formed in 1956 at Evander Childs High School.
Oh, that's
Oh, my
that's
God,
terrific.
I just
and
dated
I you...
myself.
You just did, I think so. So true, Steve. And where did you start out from, Steven?
Originally, we started from the Bronx, right around the Morris Park Country Club area in the Bronx, and that was in the early 70s.
That was in the early 70s. See, he just made himself younger than you. Did you notice that?
Well, he told me to do that, Larry.
You guys. So how did this? How did you guys come together? How did you? Had you collaborated before, and you played together? Or
no, he put a gun to my head and insisted I do it.
Actually, the true fact, Nancy, is that Larry came to see me. We've known each other for years and performed on the same stages together, and he came to see me play at a show, and. I happened to have a CD, and I said, hey, Larry, you know, take a listen to this on the way home, you know. And he called me the next day, and he said, you know what really makes you shine is that those ballads. That's what makes you shine, you know, your talent. And I said, you know, it would really be great, the two of us, you know, collaborating and doing a CD together. And Larry agreed, and from there, it's history.
Oh, that's really great. And why do you think people, it's just, it's timeless. Why do you think these songs are timeless, you guys, both of you? Larry,
well,
you first.
I think the lyrics have meaning. The songs are melodic. And a lot of that is missing today. You know, a lot of these younger songs, I just don't understand them. You know, there's a great beat. But I think, again, a lot of the lyrics are angry. And our songs were, I think, about love and about life and... I think that they can touch your heart.
That's true. Okay, Steve?
Yeah, I agree with Larry on that also. But, you know, how could you not like romance, you know what I mean? Or be in that mood of being, you know, in love. And what better way than to listen to these kind of songs, which actually you can remember almost listening to these lyrics, where you are, who you were with, you know, where you were hanging out. And it does. It touches the heart.
And you know, when these songs were written, it wasn't like today it is with everyone, oh, please share your feelings. Tell me how you really feel. And how. So these songs were kind of like a bridge for people as well to, I got you a song. Can you listen to it? And this is how I feel. So they kind of put the words there, what people wanted to say but couldn't say. I think a lot, too. You guys, you have the chat room. I don't know if you know this. I have a chat room, and a lot of people are in it. Jane Cabrell says, I'm just 33 years old girl and love these songs. I bought their CD and Steve Michael Page and can't stop listening to it. And Marie Michael says, absolutely right, Larry, nothing like love songs. So you got your fans listening in here. Okay. Betty Jo Tucker is listening. That's another radio show is listening in from Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Ooh, we've got a nice full room. Oh, we also have a comedian listening in, HectorLouise.com. Hey, Hector. Nice to see you. This is great that you guys did this. I love those songs.
Thank you.
You know, you're right, because the lyrics, what do we have today? My hump, my lovely lady bumps. I mean, really? That does not say love to me. I'm sorry. That does not say love.
Yeah, that'll turn you on, won't it?
That'll turn you on. And we're in the middle of the show. Why don't we just say where you can get this CD while we're in it? We'll announce it a couple of times. Where can they get the CD?
Well, it's available on Amazon, iTunes, and, of course, both websites, Larry, I think it's LarryChanceNero.com and SteveMichaelSings.com. And also our management company, Mr. Paul Kozowski at Rainbow Management. And, of course, we always want to thank Paul Kozowski and, of course, thank Gail, our publicist.
Gail Parento's the best. The best. You're in good
the
hands.
The best of the best. They don't get any better than that. I can tell you that.
That's what she told us.
That's what she told us, yeah.
Hey, you're good. Listen, you guys are in a good celebrity. Her clients are high profile. You guys are in good celebrity standing now. This is terrific. And listen, have a look at some. You guys sound just like fun. I want to hang with you. You've worked with a lot of celebrities and great artists. Can you tell us about some or some interesting stories, perhaps?
Well, I live here in the Catskills, so I used to work all the old Catskill resorts with Alan King and with Joan Rivers and the biggest names in show business, and that was always a thrill. And, of course, I worked in radio for 10 years with Imus in the Morning. I did characters on the show for 10 years.
Oh, I knew you sounded like a fun guy. Okay. Next.
I'm a ball of fun, boy.
I've worked with some really great celebrities also, like Chuck Berry. I've opened for Chuck Berry and opened for the Stylistics and various groups. But to be honest with you, Nancy, it's not to get off the track here, but the thing is that me, myself, in the 70s, being on a street corner, not singing under that street lamp, but being able to tune into that boombox and listen to Larry Chance and the Earls, and then have that opportunity years later to not only have a good friend of Larry is a good friend of mine, I hope. and Larry, I mean, to be able to work with Larry and the Earls and be able to collaborate and do an album is like a dream come true. I mean, he's a legend in the business, and I'll tell you one thing for sure, Nancy, when you see the act, and you can come see the act August 31st, and we're going to be at Murray's Ice Skating Ring, and it's at 348 Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. And it's an outdoor concert, and it's free, and everybody can come and join. That's 348 Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. And you can come see us.
And that will be on your website
show.
As well, right? That'll
correct.
Be on your website?
Everything's on both. Yes, both websites. And,
all right, so I want you guys to tell me the websites again. Please repeat them.
Okay, well, mine is SteveMichaelSings.com.
And LarryChanceAndTheEarls.com.
Easy to remember. Songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've got a lot. And you've got a lot of great songs here, too. Daddy's Home. Oh, I'm going to cry on that one. Oh, you know what, Steve? I have some more of your music. Do you mind if I play something? I'm going to play some Steve, and then I'm going to play some Larry, okay?
Sure.
Here we go.
We appreciate
this
that.
This is One in a Million. Here we go.
Tried to convince me to give that you can't win. But in one day the sun that came was shining through. The rain is stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation
likes it too.
Oh, that's great.
Joe Tucker movie. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people in here. Okay. One of them's an actor and comedian, Hector Luis. Oh, thank you for tuning in, Hector Luis. Nice guy. Hey, Hector, where are you going to, tell us where you're going to be performing. I think Hector lives near you. Where are you performing again? Where's the next show?
We're going to be at Murray's Ice Skating Ring at 348 Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers, and that's going to be August 31st. At 7 p.m.
348 Tuckahoe Road, Yonkers. Okay, that's the 31st. The 31st, correct?
Correct. Yes. 31st of August, 7 o'clock.
That's your
and
fan there,
free.
Michael, posting.
And
you can't
free
be
too.
Free, Hector Luis. Look for a big guy, Hector Luis. He'll be coming. He's a very funny guy, too. And, everybody's just chatting. Marie, somebody, Gail Prentice wants to know, Marie, are you related to Steve? Yep.
Oh, boy, maybe. If she makes chicken cutlets, if she makes chicken cutlets, Larry, then we know who she is, right?
There you go.
Cutlets from the baklava. Okay, all right, guys. So tell me more now. This is great. So now you have the CDs are out. You can get them on CD Baby. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on iTunes. You can go to their website. LarryChanceandTheEarls.com or SteveMichaelSings.com. And, hey, they should Facebook you, too. Larry Chance and the Earls fan club. You have a little fan club thing going on. They could Facebook you. This is so interesting. Do you guys have now, do you have more tours coming up, or this is just the first one?
We also have, we have a lot of jobs coming up. We also have another one in October. It's Crystal Manor, and that's in New Jersey. That's all the information I have. But, again, you can go to the website, Larry Chance and the Earls of Steve Michaels, and all the dates are there.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. I ask a lot of performers just because it's very interesting. One thing is, Larry, where is the most unusual place you ever performed?
Most unusual?
Yes.
Like Carnegie Hall.
In our living room. You performed at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, Carnegie Hall, Radio City, Madison Square Garden.
Wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Carnegie Hall. So you actually, that's terrific. Wow.
Yeah,
good
that
company
was, that
there,
was rather
Steve
unique.
Michael.
You know, to work at Carnegie Hall was an exciting. It was a thrill.
And who's your favorite? I know you've worked with a lot of people, but who's your favorite?
I don't know if I had one favorite. You know, I admire them all. If I had to pick one, it would have been Jackie Wilson.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty good. And Steve, where's the most unusual places you've performed?
I've played Radio City. I've played Nassau Coliseum, Westbury. One time I played in a phone booth too, but that's okay. It's a whole different story. But and if you're gonna ask me who my favorite is, you know I'm gonna say Larry Chance and the Earls, right?
Well, that's a good answer. I see
smart
more
answer.
Collaborations in your future.
And I didn't even have to pay him.
No, it was free.
It was free. I'm surprised you guys aren't booking up for Valentine's Day with such a great CD to piggyback
well,
with.
Will.
That's a nice.
We will.
We've got
you
some
know.
Dates in February and again, the website has all the information they'll need.
Well, that's good.
Or they can
you guys
go to,
had,
they can also Nancy
good,
if they want. Nancy, if they want,
yeah,
they can
yeah.
go to rainbowmanagement.com, and that's our manager, Paul Kozowski, and it's also on that website also. And, of course,
Paul
anybody
Kozowski.
Wants to contact
okay.
Gail will tell them where we're at. Right, Gail?
And also on Facebook, we both have great pages. I probably have the greatest page of anyone. Our fan club page is so interesting, and we have a young lady named
Bonnie.
She's like my honey.
Bonnie's the best.
I call her my honey. Bonnie Silvestri is the greatest fan club president ever. She works diligently for hours on that site to make it interesting, and it's a really a fun,
I'm gonna
a fun
page.
I'm going to
check it out. Definitely.
You'll enjoy it.
www.rainbowmanagement.com for booking information if you'd like, if you're listening. Guys, this stays up on the line, so this doesn't disappear. This will stay on the internet, and people can download it for free on iTunes to listen to the interview with you guys. Very interesting.
Cool.
And so it stays up. So if they want to book you, I guess they should go through www.rainbowmanagement.com or go to your website.
Correct.
And
go to Rainbow
Management. For bookings.
Yeah,
and
Rainbow Management.
The arts.
And Paul Kozowski is the manager, and he handles everything for us.
And you got Steve Michaels Sings.com, and you've got Larry Chance and the Earls.com, and you've got Facebook to friend them and follow them and check them out everywhere. Well, this has been a really, really interesting show. Can you believe how fast it goes? We're down to the last 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Guys.
And Nancy, we want to thank you personally for having us on your show because we really, really appreciate it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Let's see. I have Larry. I've got a song. We're going to go out with a song by Larry, but before I play it, anything you guys want to add? Because I see you guys just sound like you work fun together, and it's a great show to go watch. Go check them out in Yonkers. They'll be there. You can find out everything on their Facebook page, www.stevemichaels.com, things.com, and LarryChanceandtheEarls.com. Facebook them, people. So what do you want to add, guys? And then we'll go out with a song.
Just a big thank you.
Absolutely,
all right.
Nancy.
Thanks for being. All right, Larry Chance, this is your song I'm playing now. Thank you for being out there. Songs for Lovers. I highly recommend it. Go check it out. You're going to want this. Give it to, share it with somebody you love. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Here we go. Larry Chan, Born to Love. What a great gift.
A million things, a puppeteer who pulls the strings with just one hand. If I had planned it that way, or I might have been a circus clown, make people laugh. They are down, a different man than what I am today. But I was born to be in love with you. Oh, baby, you made my every dream come true. From now on, until my life is through, born to always be in love with you. My whole life. At my command, I am a king, because you bring love to me. You came in my life just like a song and made it right when it was wrong through darkest nights. Your light is all I see, but I was born to be in love with you. Oh, baby, you've made my every dream come.
I'd like to thank our special guest today, Oh, very, very interesting two guys, right? All right, Larry Chance and the Earls and Steve Michaels present Songs for Lovers. Check them out. Very good. CD Baby and Amazon and iTunes. Also, don't forget my TV show is tonight, 7 p.m., www.mnn.org or Three Channels in Manhattan. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, and thank you, chat room.